Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Something terrible happened to me last night.
What?
Right, I was outside a pub near me. Sat on a bench, nice day and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And two kids on mountain bikes came by very quickly and threw an egg at me.
Just spat on the computer.
Oh, you spat.
I did actually spit. Sorry about that.
I was lucky, though, because I then moved inside the pub. And they came by again, and this time threw a red onion. Now, that would have hurt.
Right. Did they hit you, or did it miss?
No, it hit me.
Did it?
Hit me, like, on the chest, and all the egg broke. The lady behind
was
got a little
bit.
Was
it raw or hard-boiled?
Raw.
All right.
Went everywhere, all over my shirt. But a hobo that was walking past...
Right.
...got me some napkins from inside the pub and then said, "You don't want to sit there, mate. They do it every night. That's a dangerous bench to be set on, that one. Well, thanks for telling me now."
Were you so you weren't deliberately targeted in this drive-by egging?
No, I think it was a random...
Oh, right, okay.
But if anything like that is going to happen, it will always happen to me.
Hmm.
It's like at Radio 1's big weekend. You know, there's loads of people playing football. I had to move away because as soon as I see people playing football, I know I'm going to be the one that always gets the ball full in the face. Like, poosh. It's not actually funny because eggs hurt.
Don't be silly. Eggs hurt?
It hurt.
I can't believe an egg hitting
you. It did hurt. And it smelled. I have had a shower.
Have you got a bruise? Is it still smarting?
No, I wish I had, but I don't.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Do you know what? Somebody's changed my script and put in some rude words, and I have no idea. Ian McGeeken, that's what it's meant to say. Look what they've put there. Somebody's put "I am a" and then a rude word. Anyhow, Ian McGeeken will coach the British and Irish Lions on next year's South Africa tour. Jimmy Anderson has been chosen over Matthew Hoggard for tomorrow's first test with New Zealand. And the women's world number one, Justine Henin, has decided to retire from tennis.
Wasn't me. Cloud and rain in the south of England tonight, heading north as the evening goes on. More rain tomorrow, this time for Wales and the Midlands. We'll update the news and sport at 5 o'clock.
We might have had something to do with that. What does it say?
It says, "I'm a knobbed."
I'm a knobhead, actually.
Oh, is that what?
Yeah.
I couldn't even read that right.
That really confused you. I loved it.
That did really, really confuse me.
It's a big, long gap, wasn't there?
I was trying to think, who was it? Right, anyhow.
The reason we did this is because there's an American sports presenter, right, who got done properly when someone wrote something amusing on his autocue. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, go on,
like on Anchorman.
"Hey, this is Charles Barkley. I hope you're enjoying the NBA playoffs on TNT. And I hope you have enjoyed my T-Mobile Fave 5 list. I'm a dumbass."
Sorry about that.
At least I didn't read it. At least I stopped myself from reading it.
"Hey, this is Charles Barkley. I hope you're enjoying the NBA playoffs on TNT. And I hope you have enjoyed my T-Mobile Fave 5 list. I'm a dumbass."
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Okay, time for Becky's Classifieds. A bit hard up at the moment, aren't you, love?
Yeah, I had to borrow 20 quid off the one that doesn't speak until tomorrow.
Isn't that sweet of him, though?
Yeah, bless him.
She couldn't afford to eat, so the one that doesn't speak... gave us some money.
Wow.
Yeah.
First time that's happened.
He's a very generous man. He said, "How much do you want?" He was lucky I only asked for 20 quid, to be honest.
You could have rinsed him.
Could have got 25 out of him.
Yeah. Right, so you've been going through the online classifieds again, because I know they are your favourite.
Yeah.
Okay, what have you found?
I found some good ones today, actually.
Yeah? Good bargains?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see the first one. It's read out by Radio 1's early breakfast presenter, Greg James.
Cavo dental chair, fully electric, with memory positions.
Yeah.
I quite like this one.
Okay.
I don't know what I'd use it for, but I like the fact that it's got memory positions.
"Hi. I have for sale a dental chair made by Cavo, the top brand in dentistry equipment. The chair's in great condition, but we have to sell due to moving abroad, and I need to empty the surgery. It can also be used for a tattooist as well."
I quite like the idea of that as well, actually.
I'd quite like to have a dental chair. Does it not to perform dentistry, just because I'd just quite like to have one, yeah.
Does it come with the little thing you spit in as well?
Hmm?
Does it come with the little thing that you spit in?
Oh, what, you spit the pink liquid in?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just want one, though. How much was it? Do you know?
No. I think it was quite cheap. Maybe 400. I think that's quite good for a dental chair.
I'm going to see if the one that doesn't speak will lend me 400 quid to buy a dental chair.
Is he moving abroad in a hurry, you think? Something like it. But, okay, next one.
All three, take them away.
Now, this is the sort of ad I like.
Right. All three, take them away.
Yeah, giving it away.
You love a bit of free,
so
don't
I was
you?
Really excited when I saw this one.
Okay. Here it is.
Approximately 10 completed jigsaw puzzles between 500 and 1,000 pieces. From fantasy, Red Indian and dolphin themes.
Not quite what I was looking for, but...
But they're free.
But they're free, so
who
why
cares?
Not?
But they're completed. So what?
Wait till you hear what you can do with a completed jigsaw.
These puzzles have been completed and mounted on hardboard, ready for framing. These make ideal wall fillers, or could just be hung as they are.
You see?
She's going to hang a jigsaw on your wall. Why would you do that? Who has a jigsaw framed on their wall?
But also...
I've never seen one.
These are brilliant, because if you don't want it framed... Mm. Wait.
Alternatively, they can be blown gently with a hairdryer, or be broken down again into a puzzle so you can enjoy again.
What? Blown gently with a hairdryer? Why'd you blow dry a jigsaw?
I don't know.
I think it might melt the
wet?
Glue.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
What, so it comes apart?
I think Greg's read that one wrong, actually. I don't think it's... They can be blown with a hairdryer or taken apart. I think it's blown with a hairdryer to take them apart.
Oh, I see.
But I quite like the idea of just like standing there.
Just randomly blowing nothing a jigsaw the, nothing, with a hairdryer.
Nothing on telly tonight.
Yeah, I'll just blow my jigsaw again. Right, okay, next one.
This guy, the All Three Take Them Away, had some other stuff as well.
Small box of kitchenware, mainly mugs of different sizes and designs, but a few side plates, glasses and other bits and bobs. No utensils or cookware, though.
Oh, that's a shame.
Hairdryer.
But it is free.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And finally, brand new aluminium lightweight crutches. Tall adult size. Collection ASAP.
I like that. I've always wanted some crutches. Okay, what's next?
Now this
these
is
are good today. You've done really well to find these bargains.
This might seem stupid, but I think this is very, very, very useful and quite cheap.
Spare Scrabble tiles / Monopoly bits.
What?
Are you missing a letter tile or two from your Scrabble set? If so, I have loads of spares.
Oh, brilliant.
See, that is useful.
Please email me to say which letters you need and also describe the back of the tile, as different sets have different backs.
It gets quite specialist here.
For example, some tiles are quite thick and have a circular indentation at the back. Others are thinner and have just a rim around the edge.
I never knew that.
Did you?
Me neither. You learned something as well.
I also have some spare small magnetic tiles for travel Scrabble. Please email me to check I have exactly the tiles you want before buying.
He doesn't sound like the kind of person I want to get involved in an email conversation with.
They are cheap.
Price is £1 for up to 2 tiles.
Wow.
£1 for 2 tiles. Does it depend, though, whether it's a vowel or a tricky consonant? Are the tricky consonants more expensive?
Yeah.
If you want more than 2 tiles, that's fine. Just email me to discuss.
I could do you a deal on more than 2 tiles.
I also have some spare bits for traditional UK Monopoly. 99p for 2 houses.
Now that's...
That is a bargain.
Must be building them on Old Kent Road.
That's a bargain, that is. Loving those today. Really good. Thanks, Becky. Are you going to buy any of them?
Get the jigsaw.
Get the jigsaw. And then tomorrow we can blow it with a hairdryer.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, you know, yesterday we were doing When Parents Go Completely Off the Rails, which is won by the bloke whose mum is currently serving 12 years in jail in Florida for hijacking a helicopter whilst trying to get her husband, who was on death row, out of prison.
How did she ever think
at
she
gunpoint.
Could succeed?
He wins.
She wins.
It does work the other way around, though. How about this, right, for an embarrassing son, okay? Yeah. Now, well, before I do this story, I need to say, okay, it's a serious story, and it does involve criminal activity. Okay, so don't.
Are you telling us not to laugh?
Don't laugh, please.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Serious.
Mm-hmm.
Don't laugh, Adele. Okay. Okay. Here's the story. A 13-year-old from Texas who stole his dad's credit card and ordered two hookers from an escort agency has today been convicted of fraud and given a 3-year community order. Ralph Hardy, a 13-year-old from Newark, Texas, confessed to ordering an extra credit card from his father's existing credit card company and took his friends on a $30,000 spending spree, culminating in playing Halo on an Xbox with a couple of hookers in a Texas motel. Don't laugh. Don't laugh, Adele. Police said they were alerted to the motel by a concerned delivery clerk who had been asked by the kids where they could score some chicks and that they and that they were willing to pay. They explained they had just made a big score at a World of Warcraft tournament and wanted to get some relaxation. On noting the boys' ages, the delivery clerk informed the authorities. When police arrived at the motel, they found $3,000 in cash, numerous electronic gadgets, an Xbox video console with numerous games, and the two local escort girls. The boys told the suspicious working girls they were people of restricted growth working with a travelling circus. And as state law does not allow those with disabilities to be discriminated against, they had no right to refuse them. The escort girls, who were released without charge, told the arresting officers that they thought something was up when the kids said they would rather play Xbox than get down to business. That's a good story. I'm glad all of us didn't laugh.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
And now it's time for our game of Badly Bleeped TV. Now, we did this a while ago. I've done it for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do, right, you can play along at home or in the car, is you have to work out what words have been bleeped from various TV programmes, OK?
I'd like you to have bleeped the whole of that Pat clip, to be honest, but go on.
OK, this is actually from EastEnders. First bit of Badly Bleeped TV, OK? All I need from you is what the word is, OK?
Yeah.
Have a listen.
You think things got hot and steamy out in Africa?
I think if things had gone good, you would have...
Yeah, man. I remember me on your land. You and...
Too much information, Patrick.
So there we are. That's a clip from EastEnders. What's the word?
Fat.
You're saying
I heard
fat?
Yeah.
OK, let's see if you're right. Here's the answer.
I think if things had gone good, you would have phoned...
Phone. Sorry.
I didn't want to...
That's wrong.
She was difficult to understand.
Okay, another one from EastEnders. See if you can work out what this word is. Okay.
You remember the cunts? I'm busy.
Okay.
Cut it out.
Play it to you again.
You remember the cunts? I'm busy.
Do you want it once more?
Yeah, one more time, please.
You remember the cunts? Busy.
What's cockles.
The word? Hmm?
Cockles.
You think the answer is cockles?
Yeah. As in cockles and mussels.
That's
East End.
You remember the Cairns?
Do you remember the Cairns? The family.
Right.
So, got that wrong as well, didn't you?
I did, yes.
Let me know if you got it right on A1199. Okay, this one is from Newsnight. With Jeremy Paxman.
Oh.
All right? And I'm looking for two words here.
Oh, dear.
Okay? Right? Listen very, very closely.
Airports, they're supposed to be one of the most secure environments in Britain. So why do we allow f***ing to work there?
So I'm looking for two words here. Two words. Would you like to hear it again?
Yeah.
Airports, they're supposed to be one of the most secure environments in Britain. So why do we allow f***ing to work there?
Okay, two words I need.
Okay. French cretins.
You think French cretins?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to hear it one more time?
Yeah, just go to make on, sure. Then. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Airports, they're supposed to be one of the most secure environments in Britain. So why do we allow to work there?
Okay, I need your final answer now.
I'll stick with French cretins.
Okay, here's the answer.
So why do we allow foreign criminals to work there?
Oh, foreign criminals. Got that. So you got them all wrong there.
Oh, dear.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, there is a Facebook group at the moment which is called Get Wing to Number 1. Yes?
Yes, go on, yeah.
And quite a lot of people on it. Right. I think we should probably join it ourselves.
We're not on Facebook, though.
The show is.
Oh, yes, I know that.
Scott Mills' show is. Well done, everyone. Thing is...
I just thought you were talking about us personally. Oh, right. Obviously, I knew that the show was on.
Yeah.
I think I am an idiot.
Thing is, if we're going to get behind this, we're going to have to be really organised if we're going to give her a hit record, her first hit record. And the thing is, do you think she really wants to be very, very successful?
I don't know.
What do you think? Because if you think about what David Jordan said, right? Being a pop star is really hard.
That's
I don't
true.
Maybe she doesn't realise how hard it is. Like, as hard as being a nurse, a doctor, firefighter or soldier. That's what he said.
Okay, have you found the pressure getting to you yourself
Absolutely.
Yet?
Absolutely, it's hard. It's a hard job, no? You know, it's not a walk in the park, you know.
But see, people listening now will be going, oh, yeah, but, you know, nurses, doctors, firefighters,
yeah, well,
they have
know,
a harder job.
It's just as hard, you know. It's just as
in
hard.
In what way?
Well, you know, because nurses and doctors and whatnot, they get to go home, they get their home comforts. You know, we as musicians don't get to go home. We stay in hotels and stuff. So.
Oh, that's awful, staying in a hotel. God. Hard life, isn't it? I'm just thinking, maybe Wing doesn't know what she's let herself in for. You know what I mean? If she's going to go down this route.
She should turn her back on the music industry now she's heard how hard it could be.
Now, there are some tracks from Wing which you can get on iTunes. I think they're like 79p. We need to discuss now which ones we want. Because like we can only pick one, can't we?
Yes.
Because otherwise it'd be stupid. We'll be downloading from iTunes and it's like we need to pick the tune that we want to make into Wing's first hit record. So this is all new Wing. Not heard these before. I think it's between this one and a beautiful, beautiful song which I'll play in a minute. This is Top of the World by Wing. Let's see what you think.
Such a feeling coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky. Got the sun in my eyes. And I won't be surprised if this a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true.
What do you think?
Yeah, it could be.
Proper recording that as well.
I know, I can tell.
By the way, all Wing fans, I have found the live performance from the Radio 1 Big Weekend.
You found it, didn't you?
Yeah, we've got the performances, it's all fine.
Where did you find it again?
We tracked down
Who's
another
this
copy.
This bloke singing with her, no?
Yeah, there seems to be some bloke singing along with her.
Is it Hang you?
I think it might be Kenny Rogers. I think what's happened there is she didn't have a version without any kind of singing on, so she just kind of sung,
oh, right.
sung
so
over
Kenny
the top
Rogers
of it.
Wasn't in the studio with her.
No, I don't think so.
This
now,
is my absolute favourite.
This is good. And personally, for me, I want this one to be the one that we all choose to download as Wing's first hit record. Becky got well emotional to this earlier.
This is good.
If you look inside your heart, you don't have to be afraid of what you are. There's an answer. If you reach into your soul, and the sorrow that you know will melt away.
can do anything after listening to this. This is brilliant.
With the string to carry on and you cast your fears aside.
Would you put this on to seduce somebody, do you think?
Me personally, no.
Right, so I think that's the one that we should go with. If anybody from the Facebook group is listening, if you want to join it, it's Get Winged number one. I think that hero is the one that we should definitely champion.
Radio 1 podcast.
Right, let's do some more classifieds. This is the one from earlier. Becky basically searches through the online classifieds because she loves a bargain. She's waiting to get paid. Mm-hmm. Thought she'd have a little look earlier on. This is a good one.
Spare Scrabble tiles / Monopoly bits. Are you missing a letter tile or two from your Scrabble set? If so, I have loads of spares. Please email me to say which letters you need and also describe the back of the tile, as different sets have different backs.
See, you learn something every day. I never knew that.
I didn't know either.
Should we call him up and order some rude words? Quite like that. But have you got some more?
I have.
Okay.
This telescope. £20.
Ooh. Be like my one. But it's not mine.
No, not yours. Definitely not yours.
Tasco telescope for sale. Fully boxed with instructions. That's got it as a birthday present when I was 10, when I wanted to be an astronaut.
Now, forgive me for being a bit odd, but when does an astronaut need a telescope? That footage of the men landing on the moon, they're like that. Oh, I can see it. And through that helmet as well, how does that work?
Got it as a birthday present when I was 10, when I wanted to be an astronaut.
Oh, bless. Yeah, I didn't think of that, but that's true. I've never seen one, use one.
Pretty good zoom. I remember being able to see the surface of the moon quite clearly.
Well, you would if you were an astronaut. It's the whole point, surely.
It's only 2 metres away.
Okay. I like this one, actually.
Glob map. £10.
Is that a typo?
I think this is just a typo. I just think it's funny.
Glob map. £10.
Yeah.
Nice glob map. Good condition. No damage. £10 or near offer. Location, Hackney.
Brilliant.
It's just a light up globe.
I'd like. Oh, is it?
Right, okay.
Glob map. Next.
Wonderful. Gary Fisher. £200.
Now.
Is someone selling someone else?
Yeah, and if he's wonderful, how come he's only 200 quid?
Hi, everybody. I'm selling my nice bike.
Oh.
It's suitable for anyone above 150 centimetres to 185 centimetres high person.
I just love these.
I bought it for £340 3 months ago. Still as new.
Has he called his bike Gary Fisher?
What? Is that a make of bike?
I don't know.
Wonderful. Gary Fisher. I don't know. Bike enthusiasts, get on the text.
No offer, please. No waste time. Viewing and test drives, welcome. Full working. If interested, call Oza.
I'd quite like to test drive
his
bike.
Yeah, good that you can ride before you buy.
That is good.
Private investigation home study course.
Right, this is my favourite one.
Yeah, this is proper really good.
Private investigation home study course. Urgent sale. £100.
You've got to wonder why this is just mysterious. I love it. Urgent.
I'm selling a comprehensive 11-part home study private investigation course, as I no longer need it because of changes in lifestyle.
What?
I ordered the course for £500, and it's hardly used and in excellent condition. The course covers Part 1, Introduction to the World of Private Investigation. Part 2, Tracing. Part 3, Insurance Surveillance. Part 4, Commercial Surveillance. Part 5, Domestic Surveillance. Part 6, Counter-Espionage. Part 7, Repossessions. Part 8, Process Service. Part 9, Accident Reporting and Statement Taking. Part 10, Means Reporting and Course Conclusion. Part 11, Electronic Surveillance Techniques and Equipment.
Sounds amazing.
I love it.
It's comprehensive, isn't it?
Statement Taking, Counter-Espionage.
Get a lot of your money, don't you?
Ideal for beginner learners wanting to master the job of private investigation, or for professional people to use as a reference guide. Selling for just £100. Full binder folder included.
Oh, see,
that sold it.
That's good.
That sold it to me.
If interested, reply to me with your name, phone number, area / town, and I'll call you. Thanks.
If it was really that good, How come he needs to know who you are, where you live, and your phone number? Surely he's investigated you already.
I like those. Keep finding them, please.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.